Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College, and also our other partners, including WISE, WISE, which is a affiliate station, and this show will be sometimes played on that station. So Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you things I think are really important, that can touch you. I hope some of them do. The first song is a song I've loved for years, Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. And the idea is that some things in life are no more difficult than things you did in the past, except failure has a much bigger price than it did. So the way that he says this is, balance is no harder at all out across this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you've just got farther to fall. Here's David Wilcox.
Walking on the railroad rails, leaning into one another, balancing so we won't fail into time as friends and lovers. We're still holding hands past the place I quit before, on this high trestle span. Distance down is what we must ignore. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you got farther. Now you just got farther to fall.
Balance is no harder, it's just that you've got farther
Now you just got farther to fall.
Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. The next song I was going to play first in the show, but when I listened to it, it was so powerful. I think I can't start off with that, and not all positive either. I have played on the show a number of times songs from a Broadway show, Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And the next song is from Jacques Brel, one of his songs. It's called Amsterdam. And he had it in various shows, and it was well known. And then David Bowie, a famous rock star, came along and put out his own version of it. And that's what I'm going to play for you. He sings for a while, and then he reads the rest of the poem. And it had a strong impact when I heard it just now.
In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sings of the dreams that he brings from the wide open sea. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sleeps while the river bank weeps to the old willow tree. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor dies, full of beer, full of cries, in a drunken town fight. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who's born on a hot, muggy morn by the dawn's early light. In the port of Amsterdam, where the sailors all meet, there's a sailor who eats only fish heads and tails, and he'd show you his teeth that have rotted too soon, that can haul up the sails, that can swallow the moon. And he yells to the cook with his arms open wide, "Hey, bring me more fish! Throw it down by my side!" And he wants all to belch, but he's too full to try. So he stands up and laughs, and he zips up his fly. In the port of Amsterdam, you can see sailors dance, porters busting their pants, grinding women to porch. They've forgotten the tune that their whiskey voice croaked, splitting the night with the roar of their jokes. And they turn and they dance and they laugh and they lust, till the rancid sound of the accordion bursts. And then out of the night, with their pride and their pants and the sluts that they tow underneath the street lamps. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who drinks, and he drinks and he drinks, and he drinks once again. He'll drink to the health of the whores of Amsterdam, who've given their bodies to 1,000 other men. Yeah, their bark and their virtue, their goodness all gone for a few dirty coins, when he just can't go on. Throws his nose to the sky, aims it up above, and he pisses like I cry on the unfaithful love. In the port of Amsterdam, in the port of Amsterdam.
That was Amsterdam by David Bowie. The next song is Gone Gonna Rise Again by Cy Khan and the Looping Brothers. I just want to comment that I play a lot of variety of different kinds, different genres, kinds of music on this show, but I want to at least tell you where I think my deepest love is, my heart. That's the next song. It's that genre. It's old-time banjo and voice and usually a heavy rhythm. steady as a rock almost. And this is a good example. And so I put this in there as the kind of music that establishes the genre that is my favorite. This is Gone Gonna Rise Again by Cy Khan and the Looping Brothers.
I remember the year that my granddaddy died. Gone, gonna rise again. And they dug his grave on the mountainside. Gone, gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands. Gone, gonna rise again. Corn in the crib and apples in the bin. Gone, gonna rise again. Ham in the smokehouse, cotton in the gin. Gone, gonna rise again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know, he never had a lot, but it worked like the devil for the little he got. Gone, gonna rise again. Apple trees on the mountainside. Gone, gonna rise again. He planted the seeds just before he died. Gone, gonna rise again. I guess he knew that he'd never see the red fruit hanging from the tree, but he planted the seeds for his children and me. Gone, gonna rise again. Above the farm, gone, gonna rise again. I think of my people that have gone on. Gone, gonna rise again. Like a tree that grows in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut them down, but the new wood springs from the roots underground. Gone, gonna rise again. Gone, gonna rise again.
That was Gone, Gonna Rise Again by Cy Khan and the Looping Brothers. And I didn't mention at the introduction, as I normally do, the name of this show, Wombats and Music. I use the word wombat in this context to refer to odd things that I put into the show. A recording of something, a joke, a story, not something other than commercial music. And I have a wombat tonight, so I thought I ought to warn you right now. A little later on in the show, we got a wombat coming off. But the next song, for me, is at the same genre as the last. This is my root heart love music. This one's a little different. The fact that I think of these are as being in the same genre will tell you something. That's how it's my genre. I get to define it. I call it old-timey, authentic-sounding music. So that's what the next one is. And it's called Misty, Moisty Morning by Steel Eye Span.
Clothed all in leather. singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. This rustic was a thresher, as on his way he hied, and with a leather bottle fast buckled by his side. He wore no shirt upon his back, but wool unto his skin, singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. I went a little further, and there I met a maid, a-going the milk in, so she said. Then I began to compliment, and she began to sing, saying howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. This maid, her name was Dolly, clothed in a gown of grey. I, being somewhat jolly, persuaded her to stay. And straight I fell a-courting her, in hopes her love to win, singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. Parents then consented, all parties were.
That was Misty Moisty Morning by Steel Eye Span. And I don't usually comment after songs, but on that one I want to comment. The fiddle playing was absolutely glorious. You could hear the melody so clearly. The A parts would repeat and the B parts. It was just delightful. So that was Steel Eye Span Fiddlers. The next song is Farther Along. It's a traditional classic gospel song. I've been in groups that have performed it many times, many different groups. It's a very well-known song. This time it's going to be sung by Ralph Stanley and friends. And Ralph Stanley is one of the most famous bluegrass musicians and singers in my lifetime. And he was from McClure, Virginia, which is about an hour north of Appington, up near Clintwood. So he's a local. Here is Farther Along by Ralph Stanley and friends.
Tempted and tried, we're off base to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. Why there are others living about us, never.
Thank you.
You just heard Ralph Stanley and Friends singing Farther Along. When I was 13 years old, I had been living in England for 2 years in an English school and had heard very little American music. And I came back to the States, and the first thing I ran into was the next song, which I loved. And it was like a whole new thing for me. This is American music, you know. This is what I thought American music was when I first got back. This is Ella Mae Moore singing The Blacksmith Blues from 1952.
He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot spots are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses clopping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues.
That was The Blacksmith Blues by Ella Mae Moore. The next song is A Long and Lasting Love by Crystal Gayle. And it tugs my heartstrings. It's sort of the ideal from the culture I grew up in, saying that what you really want is a marriage that's a long and lasting love. And how long is long? What if you have 10 good years and then it blows up? Does that count? Well, when I listen to this song, I can make it count. I can think to be in the middle of the process is what the song is about and what it feels like to be there. A Long and Lasting Love by Crystal Gayle.
Many people find it, but those who do their whole life through, put their heart and soul behind it, a long and lasting love. A long and lasting love is what I always dreamed of. And when I looked into your eyes, I knew I'd really seen love. A long and lasting love. Lasting love we share for many reasons, a special bond that goes beyond the changing of the seasons. A long and lasting love, a long and lasting love, someone I can care for, someone to
That was A Long and Lasting Love, sung by Crystal Gayle. And here comes today's Wombat. I'm going to read you the words to a song. The song is Wherever You Are, and it was sung by a woman named Celeste Prince. And it's about the singer, in effect, is saying, I still love you, and I think what we have is still here, but at the same time acknowledging that it's over. And so it's called Wherever You Are. Time has come. What's done is done. It's time to move on. To another place, another space, maybe circling another sun. Don't ask why, don't ask how. I still can't explain. To say goodbye, goodbye for now, till I see you again. In the sunlight, that's where I'll be. In the moonlight, close your eyes. You will see me. In the sunrise, in the twilight, I'll be the morning and the evening star. I will be there wherever you are. Life is strange. Such joy and pain. The betrayal and the kiss. It may be meant to be. Maybe destiny leads us down a path like this. Child is born. True love is sworn. All the in-between. Well, you walk on. Walk on until the path is gone. Learning that love is only everything. So it's good night. Things go wrong. But it's all right. We're all just passing through here at the speed of light. Oh, that was Harry Baya, me, reading the words to a song, Wherever You Are, that's sung by Celeste Prince. And the next song is from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And it has sort of an introduction. The woman is telling you about the scene in the movie where this song is used. So I left that in so you could listen to that. And then they sing, Go to Sleep, Little Baby. And so this is from the cast of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
This is a song that is based on a kind of an old lullaby, kind of a lullaby and a field holler combined. This is one that we wrote for the movie. There's a scene where the sirens are trying to seduce our gentlemen, and they do a pretty good job of it. And this is their song.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. She's long gone with the red shoes on. Gonna need another. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Come and lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
That was Go to Sleep, You Little Baby from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Last week I played a piece by Jeff Austin on mandolin with the Yonder Mountain String Band, and a long piece, and I'm going to play another long one by the same artist, Jeff Austin. He's just, to me, the most fantastic mandolin player I've ever come close to hearing. Just wonderful. He is the, I feel he sets the rhythm. He establishes the beat of each measure, kind of, you know, whatever it is, a pattern, ba-da-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, or something like that, you know. And he enforces it with this mandolin. And he does it over and over till all the other musicians are doing exactly the same beat. And then he lets them improvise. That's how I feel it's going. Anyway, this group is Jeff Austin on mandolin, and he's playing with the Traveling McCurries. And the name of the song is Grateful Ball.
Some Talk to you without talking to me. The guilt Jeff Austin.
Thank you.
That was Jeff Austin and the Great Traveling McClurys playing Grateful Ball. The next song is Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band, and I'll let it tell its story. It's kind of a difficult song to discuss with any frankness, but it's a beautiful song. And if any of you happen to have memories that you can line up with this song in any way, I would say treasure those memories. They're precious. That's how I feel about this song. So this is Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down, thinking of you's working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. Next up is You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford from 1952, the same year as the earlier song I played, Blacksmith Blues. Same year, both these were in. This went to number one in the U.S. and in England, and You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford.
But just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Fly Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'll be so alone and without you.
That was You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford. And the last song on the show today is Dear Sarah by Scott Miller, a Civil War song, and the third song that is in my home favorite, most loved genre, old-timey authentic, this song. So it's Dear Sarah by Scott Miller.
One, two, three.
Dear Sarah, I'm stuck on a train bound for Richmond. We marched down from Kernstown uphill all the way. At the train stop in Stanton, we pulled up and climbed on. Then we just sat there for a night and a day, and the nights are long. But I write you every day, and I'll make a song that you used to sing. The one loves sweet William, his love Barbary Allen. How she was always a long ways away. My insides are all torn from hardtack and parched corn. My hat flew in a windstorm, so the sun has turned me red. The first chance to lie still, I pull out your Bible, but fall fast asleep before one verse is read. And the nights are long, but I write you every day, and I'll make a song that you used to sing. The one loves sweet William, his love Barbary Allen, and how she was always a long ways away. Heart, and I do not drink or gamble, as I promised you I'd do. So as not to mislead you, I did have a need to. When we were surrounded and it looked like we were through, but the nights are long, but I write you every day, and I'll make a song that you used to sing. The one loves sweet William, she was always a long ways away. The one I'm sweet William is love Barbary Allen. How she was always a long ways away. The Scarlet Town, where I did dwell, there was a fair maid dweller. Many a lad cried well a day for the love of Barbary Allen.
That was Dear Sarah by Scott Miller. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And now it's audience participation time, so please join me. Hear what we're going to celebrate. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.